You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, September 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $16 billion. That's the estimated amount that American consumers borrowed in July, not counting mortgages. The Federal Reserve will report the final numbers today. That increase in debt would bring the total amount of consumer credit in the U.S. to $4.1 trillion. That might sound like a big number, and it is a new record. But here's the thing. Consumer debt hasn't grown very much, at least not when compared with debt in other parts of the economy, like the federal government. Or take the corporate sector as another example. Companies have almost $10 trillion worth of debt. The next number up is 18 cents. That's the size of the second quarter loss per share that analysts expect GameStop to report on Tuesday. The video game retailer has been struggling as gamers gravitate towards streaming. Its stock is down 66% so far in 2019, and the company's first quarter profits missed Wall Street's forecasts. But bears beware. Michael Burry is optimistic about the company. He's the investor made famous by the book and movie The Big Short for betting against the subprime mortgage market before the financial crisis. He says GameStop stock has fallen too far, since most stores have good cash flow. Our last number is 2.3%. That's how quickly prices are rising for consumers in the U.S. That's at least what economists are predicting. If those estimates are correct, that will mean inflation was pretty steady in August. This figure, by the way, excludes the cost of gasoline and energy, which can be volatile month to month. The takeaway here is that inflation just isn't that high. Because of that, the Federal Reserve probably has some room to cut interest rates later this month, as the market expects. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, September 9th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.